Well, India's education minister has resigned following weeks of youth-led protests over leaked examination papers. The news of Dharmendra Pradhan's departure has been met with some celebrations in New Delhi, where demonstrations organised by the group known as the Cockroach Junta Party, or CJP, have been going on for the past 5 weeks. Here's what one protester had to say.
I feel so good right now. I'm going to be very, very honest. I've been coming here for a while, protesting here for a while, but I honestly was not expecting the government to, you know, bow down to the people so quickly. But it happened. Our constitution won. Our voices were heard. And I feel incredible right now.
Well, this movement called the CJP has announced its ending protests following the education minister's resignation. Jojojit Pal is a professor at the University of Michigan who studies political communication in India. I spoke to him a short time ago. Professor Pal, how significant is this resignation of the education minister in India?
For the time, it is extremely significant because it is extremely rare. One thing that has marked this particular political regime is that it tends not to apologize for things. It tends not to do things because citizens push back or something such. And this is the first time that a very significant person in the government and one of the people who was very important in the whole fundraising profile of the ruling party has been made to resign through concerted effort, because at first they were unwilling to even consider this possibility. The protests went on and on and on, and at the end the government relented. So that makes this fairly significant.
Why do you think these protests reached a tipping point that was significant enough for this resignation?
Because of social media. The underlying reasons for this is that there is this general sense that this government does not respond to people when they have problems, that they do what they want to do, in significant part because they have a very strong majority as well as a good amount of institutional capture. However, what happened in this case is there was outrage, and that outrage was triggered in part by this particular activist who was one among several people doing a hunger strike, who got carried out of the hunger strike venue by force by police. The images of that went viral very quickly. Now, the reason why I feel that social media in particular is important is because of the way algorithms themselves have changed. In the earlier setup of how algorithms, especially Twitter and Instagram, worked, which is they worked on networks, whereas now they work on interest, and algorithms look for whether things are getting reactions from people. Mm-hmm. That change has meant that even if you have millions of your supporters, or let's say hundreds of thousands of your supporters who push your content, when something becomes naturally effective online, that carries a life of its own. And so this was one case where the social media motility of some content could not be shut down by the government because algorithms have changed.
This movement, which has nicknamed itself the Cockroach Junta Party, is there a risk for the government that having backed down on this issue, that there may be further pressure from this CJP or other youth groups for the government to back down on other issues?
There is that risk. I don't see that the party itself, the Cockroach Janata Party itself, is any kind of an electoral risk. But there is very good evidence from the most recent state elections that a complete unknown person could get elected, which happened in the state of Tamil Nadu, a person who was a movie star, who's kind of, when I say unknown, inexperienced in politics, basically got elected to a large extent because of his social media presence. So if that can happen in a major state, that means that some form of online activism can make the government change what it's doing. So it's not so much that the Cockroach Janata Party itself can make them move back on certain things that they're doing, but the notion of outrage as being weaponized or weaponizable is more and more true now after this incident. And I can totally see this happening again with some other new thing.
This controversy started with calls for greater accountability over exam paper leaks. Why are exams and the credibility of exams such an important issue in India?
Firstly, it's a sort of pyramid system where there's a large number of people who get done with high school, and then the number of seats that exist for colleges become lesser and lesser, especially as you go towards elite colleges or things like medical entrance exams. So these exams, which have been nationalized, are the only gateway for middle-class people to earn their way into some form of social aspiration. So these exams, the papers keep getting leaked because they run through various hands, and the value of leaking them is extremely high because there is an entire industry of coaching classes which train people to take these exams. Now, it goes from aspiration of people who are taking these exams, and then they feel that they've been treated unfairly because the exam papers leaked, and then some subset of people who got the leaked question papers obviously did better at their exams, and that totally crushes that set of people who feel shortchanged by the system. So if these leaks keep happening year after year, why is the person who is in charge of that department not fired? It's something that affects such a large number of people's aspirations. And, you know, in addition to that, you also have this situation where younger people are afraid of what is AI going to do to their jobs. There's an increase in unemployment. All these things come together to make a very heady cocktail of possibilities for eruption. And that's sort of what happened here.
Professor Pal, thank you very much for joining me.
You're very welcome.